Esther, Chapter 1a. In the second year of the reign of King Xerxes the Great, on the first day of Nisan, Mordecai, son of Yair, son of Shimei, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, had a dream. He was a Judean residing in the city of Susa, a prominent man who served at the king's court, and one of the exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, had taken from Jerusalem with Jeconiah, king of Judah. This was his dream.
And behold, shouts and tumult, thunder and earthquake, confusion upon the earth. Two great dragons came on, both poised for combat. They uttered a mighty cry, and at their cry, every nation prepared for war, to fight against the nation of the righteous. Behold, a day of darkness and gloom, tribulation and distress, evil and great confusion lay upon the earth. The whole race of the righteous were dismayed with the fear of the evils to come upon them, and were at the point of destruction. Then they cried out to God, and from their cry there appeared to come forth a great river, a flood of water from a little spring. Light in the sun broke forth. The lowly were exalted, and they devoured the nobles.
Then when Mordecai awoke, having seen this dream and what God intended to do, he kept it in his mind and tried in every way until nightfall to understand its meaning. Its interpretation would become clear to Mordecai on the day that he lodged at the courtyard with Bigthan and Teresh, two eunuchs of the king who were court guards. He both overheard them plotting and investigated their plans, and discovered that they were preparing to lay hands on King Xerxes. So he informed the king about them. And the king had the two eunuchs questioned, and when they confessed, they were put to death. Then the king had these things recorded, and Mordecai put them into writing. And the king ordered Mordecai to serve at the court, and he assigned these things to him. However, Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, who was in high honor with the king, sought to harm Mordecai and his people because of the two eunuchs of the king.